the words of the great Ramones, hey ho, let's go.
Yep, well, they're going now, and some good news, certainly in my neck of the woods. Federal member for Shortland, Pat Conroy, securing a seat at the table in the ministry. He will take on the role of defence industry and international development and also the Pacific, our most senior local government politician. And he is on the line now. Pat Conroy, good morning and congratulations, Pat.
Oh, thanks, Richard. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So did you celebrate yesterday, the new ministry?
I had a dinner at the local restaurant with my family who came down for the swearing in, so it's really nice to be together and celebrate this real privilege I've got.
Yeah, fantastic. And, of course, now that you've won the seat of Gilmore down on the South Coast with 77 seats, it's going to make it a lot easier, I should imagine. Everybody was predicting a hung parliament, but you can now rule in your own right.
Absolutely. It was a really happy day for us, and I think that's what the Australian people want. They want a parliament that works properly, that is moderate, that works with everyone there, but obviously having a majority in our own right is really important.
All right. Now, obviously, this wasn't a surprise. You didn't find out yesterday morning when it was announced by our new Prime Minister. You obviously knew in advance. And how does it work? Do you move into fields that you have an interest in, or do you sit down with Anthony Albanese and does he say, would you like to do this? How does it work, the selection of ministries?
We are allowed to express an interest, obviously, but ultimately the Prime Minister will make a decision of matching up the right people with the right positions, and experience and expertise does play a role. I held these two portfolios in opposition, so I've been working on these areas for the last 3 years, and in fact I've worked in defence on and off for the last 20 years, so it's a great opportunity.
On the subject of defence, Newcastle was mooted to be one of three possible bases, East Coast base for the AUKUS nuclear submarines, when and if they arrive. Are we still in the mix, Newcastle, for that base?
Well, I'm yet to receive the briefings. That'll start today, and we've said we'll look at the defence report that was leaked, or a summary of it was leaked to the newspapers by the previous government. But you're right to say when the new nuclear submarines arrive, because that's one of our main jobs, is to get that project started. These submarines are unlikely to hit the water until the late 2030s, if not early 2040s, and that is a real concern for this government, and it's one of the main jobs Richard Miles, as the Defence Minister, and I will be working on. But obviously basing for those submarines on the East Coast will be an important consideration.
Right. While we're talking about the Port of Newcastle too, apparently it was revealed that the Morrison government was close to announcing a $250 million infrastructure package to establish a container terminal here at the port. Will that be one of the things that you and other local government ministers will be championing, Pat?
Well, we'll be trying to get to the bottom of, is the money actually there? But I moved a motion at the Labor National Conference in 2018 calling for support for a container terminal in Newcastle. It's essential that we diversify our exports and our operations of the port, and this is a great opportunity. So I'm a big supporter of the container terminal. I think we'd already have investment flowing if the Liberal state government hadn't done a dirty deal to lock us out of that opportunity. And I'll be looking into the budget papers and asking questions alongside other local MPs like Sharon Clayton about, is the money there? Is it something we can commit to? Because I think it's really critical to the economic future of our region.
Wednesday morning, it's 8 to 8. My guest, the Federal Labor Member for Shortland in my neck of the woods, Pat Conroy, who secured a seat in the ministry, the role of defence industry, international development, and also a very hot topic, the Pacific. A pledge made by Labor during the campaign was foreign aid to Pacific Island countries and Timor-Leste, over $500 million over 4 years. What do you say to those people who might be listening now, you know, that say $525 million, surely that'd be better spent building another hospital or improving roads, etc.?
Look, I understand people's concerns, and we've made significant announcements around health and infrastructure as well. But I would respond by saying that our security, Australia's security, depends on our region's security. And the failure of the last government to prevent the agreement between the Solomon Islands and China represented the greatest strategic failure in our region since World War II. And I think people understand how important it is that Australia is the partner of choice for our Pacific family. That is critical to our ongoing security. And developments in the Solomon Islands, for example, have caused huge concern in our nation. And I think it's really important that we return to being the partner of choice for that region. It's in our interest. I honestly believe it's in the interests of those Pacific nations who are sovereign and will make their own decisions. But I just think this is a critical security area for our nation.
As somebody who's been in opposition for a number of years now, Pat, I notice you got together with Labor members on the Central Coast and here in Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, in the Hunter Valley, and you were obviously a group, and you did say there are now six, if you take in the Central Coast and our neck of the woods, six local government MPs. How big a difference does that make when you're lobbying for the local area, being in government as, you know, compared to being in opposition?
Oh, absolutely. So beyond me being the senior Hunter MP as the minister, we've got Labor MPs across the region, as I say, from Muswellbrook to Moonee Moonee Bridge. It's a sea of red. And having those six voices in the Albanese Labor government is a real opportunity to advance our region's interests. It is something that people should not overestimate. It's something that is really important for our region, and it just gives us multiple voices and a really strong influence. And to be frank, Prime Minister Albanese is no stranger to our region. I can't think of a Prime Minister who spent more time in our region. His first speech during the election year was on the 2nd of January at Cook's Hill. So he knows how important our region is, and he respects our contribution.
I believe the Prime Minister passed on some advice to you and the other new ministers. What was that, Pat?
It was don't waste a day. Get on with it. We've got to make sure that we're a stable government that is delivering all our election commitments so that in 3 years' time, people can have the confidence to re-elect the Albanese Labor government.
And what's the process now? You're all sworn in today, is that correct?
Yes, I'm about to drive with the family to Government House to get sworn in by the Governor-General, and then I think Prime Minister Albanese has indicated we'll have a ministerial meeting today, and then we'll get on with the briefings from the departments, and they organise incoming briefing books, so there's going to be a lot of homework for me over the next few weeks.
You'll be very busy, exciting times, but very busy times, and I dare say the family won't see too much of you maybe on an ongoing basis now that you are in the ministry, Pat.
Yeah, it's a hard on families. My family's been incredibly supportive. I'm very grateful for that, and they sort of understand the sacrifices that are involved. My wife, Kira, couldn't be more supportive, and the kids, they're really excited for me. We took a family road trip down to Canberra on Sunday, dropped in at the big marina, which the kids hadn't seen before, and they're really excited for me, and hopefully their understanding of why I need to be away from home so much.
Yes, and down in one of the coldest parts of the country at the moment. I bet it's chilly this morning.
It was -3 when I drove into Parliament House.
Oh, well, you can have that. It's not quite as cold here. Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations and good luck, Pat.
Thanks, Richard. Have a great morning. And talk
to you too. Thank you. Yeah, look forward to that. Pat Conroy, he's one of our locals, the Federal Labor member for Shortland and now in the ministry, albeit the outer ministry. But, boy, having government MPs as distinct from opposition MPs, as he said, will make a huge difference. Fingers crossed.